Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's two this week, like we promised you here at the Sideshow Network. It's me and Greg Wilson in studio. Greg Wilson.
I'm back. That's right, the Greg Wilson.
Do I call you the or the Greg Wilson on this show?
Whatever makes you comfortable.
That made me uncomfortable. All right, so
listen, when you call me the, it is both a sign of respect and insult at the same time.
Okay.
So it's whatever.
I want to thank our sponsors first. Tip a Fighter, TIPAFIGHTER.com. This is a revolutionary way for fighters to get paid.
People, this is great.
People at home, if you like the way a fighter's fighting, you like the guy won you money, you like a submission, you like a submission defense, you could go from you to the fighter and tip the person. Hey, you tip a cab driver, listen, you tip of this, you tip of that.
They're built like a stripper. Tip them like one.
Guys, now I want you guys to know it's not charity. It's about pay for performance, rewarding fighters for exceptional performance. Majority of fighters are not paid enough to call it a profession. You see, I'm these guys.
I'm with you on that.
These guys like, Vince Pichel, who works full time at AAA. There was a picture of Sarah Kaufman working music convention, music festival. Listen, you tip other people. Like I said, it's safe, fast, easy to do, takes less than a minute on their website, which is tipafighter.com, TIPAFIGHTER.com. Fighters, you guys need to sign up, okay? Your value is highest the moment you wow the fans, okay? You do something huge right at the end, okay? You go, hey, thanks, man, tip me. You'd be surprised how much money you can make.
Exactly. I mean, they're already asking for the $50,000 bonus, which they have a much better chance of getting, $12,000 from their fans.
Exactly. You will discover who your real fans are, and they're an independent organization not affiliated with any promotions, agents, or gyms. And promoters, how great is this? You guys are getting paid, not coming out of your pocket. They provide additional incentive to fighters at no cost, support our cause, and the closer the fan interactions, the better. Go to tipafighter.com, check it out. Also, Remove It Restoration. Has your business been vandalized? Okay, have gang members destroyed your business storefront? Call the professionals at Remove It Restoration. They take away all type of graffiti. They restore etched windows, and they get your business back to brand new for a fraction of the cost. Your business image is very important. Don't leave it to the amateurs. Call the pros. Trust me, this guy Eric knows what he's doing. This dude's got a huge business. He loves fighting. He loves people. He's a good dude. You can call him at 1-888-424-9697. That's 1-888-424-9697. Or go to removeitrestoration.com. Now, also, American Icon Autographs, www.aiase.com. They are a sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. They have signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, and everything. I went to this guy's warehouse. I was in heaven. Everybody you could imagine, they have a picture signed. All the coolest people.
That's awesome.
They have these signings that include Mike Tyson, Cheech and Chong, Dan Henderson, Hulk Hogan, Burt Reynolds, Ernie Banks, John Wood, Marcus Allen, and son of more. This dude, I'm telling you, this guy Sean is the real deal. He's a nice guy. He sponsored Marina for his fight. We met him over in Vegas.
Yeah, super nice guy. He has a Muhammad Ali. Looks like a 5-year-old.
so check it out. Go to AIASE.com for details. Now, it is now, today's Tuesday. The podcast should be up tonight or tomorrow. How are you, Greg? What's going on, buddy?
I'm good, man. Just having a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoying life, doing shows.
Yeah. Now, where were you at the last weekend?
I was at the Haha. Mm-hmm. Had a great weekend. Did some shows there. You know, that's my home club.
Me too. I like the Haha. It's a family over there.
You know what the thing is? People don't think about it. They think of L.A. just being Hollywood. But I tell you what. You know, the L.A. clubs are really tied up in the politics of stand-up, whereas the North Hollywood club just cares about bangers.
Yeah.
Are you a crusher? You can work on the weekends there.
Is the crowd laughing?
Is the crowd? In fact, the owner makes a point of not listening to the set. She sits outside the room and just listens to the crowd.
Yeah.
And if you get the crowd roaring, you're going to work at that. That's why sometimes the shows are so much better there than so-called celebrity shows that they have over the hill with a bunch of guys who just don't really care about stand-up anymore.
And that's the thing. Or you see these, like, these comics, these alternative comics, which some are good, but some go up there and they just,
and they
like,
just talk.
And they just talk, but because they've sold a script or they're, on the Mindy Project or something, it's like they're expected to be funny. I'm like, but the crowd's not laughing. Yeah, but, they're with Three Arts and this and that.
Well, exactly. On that side of the hill, it's completely weighted based on who currently has a television show.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other side of the hill, it's who's a banger. Who's going to go in there and knock that crowd out?
I love
it. That's why I love it over there.
Me too.
And unlike you, we both play the other side of the hill. We play the Improv, the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store. But it's just a totally different show, totally different game.
No, I had a fun show last night. I tried a bunch of new jokes. I talked about how this girl a couple months ago gave me a foot job. Have you ever gotten a foot
job?
Oh,
yeah, but I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Not enough power.
Well, now I have athlete's dick. So that was a new joke.
That's very you.
I was extremely happy.
Now you can make jokes about your dick. Now that you're in the clear.
Yeah, I'm in the clear. Well, no, I just think it's funny. Athlete's dick. I actually said it while getting a foot job, and the girl got angry at me. She's like,
"You're making jokes."
Yeah, she's like, So I was talking about that. I did some other jokes that were new. I was having a good time. I talked about how Uber, how it's just not even like we just took a profession. It used to be like cab drivers, but actually you have to have but now everyone's like, I have a car. I'm an Uber driver.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope it doesn't happen with doctors. Like, I have a knife. I'm a surgeon. Just trying to think of other professions. So I was happy about that. And then we have a great show today, by the way, guys. We have Tisha Torres on the show. Yeah. I don't know if you know. She's the Tiny Tornado. She came to my comedy show in Vegas. She's cute. She's a very fit. She's a jacked girl. And she's I don't know if she's Cuban or something, but she's a badass. She's actually people thought she was going to win the Ultimate Fighter. She came in with a 5-0 record.
Yeah.
Beat Felice Herrig. Was on her way to beat Rowdy.
But not in hotness.
Well, some people like her Tisha more than Felice. It's different. Different folks for different strokes. Different folks. But she
some of those strokes are with your feet.
but she's a little badass chick, and so she's calling in. We have Cathal Pendred.
I'm kind of scared about the prospect of banging a fighter girl.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever done it?
Yes.
And was it Was it like regular sex, or was it like wrestling? Because in my mind, that's what it's like. It's like wrestling.
It was regular sex, but there was definitely more cardio involved.
You had to go the distance.
It was more sport fucking. Yeah. It was like, it was regular sex, but it was like, hey, I'm actually going to get a workout here.
Right.
I'm not just going to.
Wow, we're really going all three rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, though, I like to do fun things in bed. Like, I take girls' legs, put them over their heads. I like to spin them around, have them do cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. I try to, mix it up. So I think she appreciated it.
Okay.
What type of sex?
You know what the thing is? I don't like a lot of moves. Maybe three positions. That's good enough for me. My favorite position, though, is I call it the chariot ride. I don't know if it has another name, but I call it the chariot ride. And that's when she's on her back, but her legs are straight up against your body,
Yeah.
And her tits are the reins.
Yes.
And you grab the reins and just fucking chariot ride, baby. Chariot ride.
You've done this before?
I do it all the time.
You do chariot? You do it with your girlfriend?
Oh,
or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like one of my favorite moves.
The chariot ride. Yes.
Because you're getting the titties involved.
Yes.
That's the one thing about missionary. It's hard to get the titties involved in missionary.
Even
in doggy, it's hard
to get missionary.
The
I don't like when my face is to the right and or in the pillow and I'm doing it missionary. I feel like we're not connected. But you can't stare too hard or else you're
like a
serial killer.
See, I like a lot of making out during the missionary.
Really? You make out during the missionary?
A lot of making out.
I just sometimes try not to come.
You're just trying to think about other things.
No, I think about sex, but
sex, but in your mind, you're like, eastbound, damn.
No, but I mean,
18 wheels rolling.
No, there were times, though, where I've had girls be like, when was the last time you got laid? Like, I was this quick, and I was like, damn, I try to hold out. That didn't happen many times. It happened once.
Okay.
What happened was the girl worked at a strip club, so I was there all night.
Oh, so
long.
You were already, it was already at the tip of the missile.
I was there
ready
4 hours just already.
It was in the chute.
It was
the centrifuge was filled.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Ready to go.
It's a centrifuge, yes. I actually, this morning, I got blood drawn. I had this thing on my penis. I thought it might be something. I was like, fuck, you know? I was really concerned, like, shit.
Like, super concerned, people. Like, he couldn't talk about anything else.
Yeah.
In private.
So I went to the doctor today.
It kept coming up. Like, we'd be like, what do you have for lunch? Oh, no, I'm just worried about this thing on my dick. Like,
honestly,
nothing could happen.
I'm afraid to whip it out and show somebody. Because then you got to, I don't know what it was.
We actually developed a lights off strategy for you. In case you got laid in.
So I went to the doctor today, right? I went to Kaiser, which is the worst. It was this Asian doctor. I think he had penis envy as soon as I whipped it out.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, let me check it out. So I dropped my pants, which is always uncomfortable.
Always.
A guy, he had gloves on, but still. And it was an ingrown hair. Oh, thank
you. That's the best diagnosis you can get.
Oh, man. I was so happy.
The best was when this happened, when it first occurred, we were walking, and right as we're passing a family, Adam just blurts out, I'm just so worried about this thing on my dick.
Like, I was.
And all the kids are like, whoa. And and we're like, what are you doing with kids in Vegas anyway?
I wanted to talk about it on stage, but I had no joke for it. I just wanted to actually be like, hey, what do you guys think of this?
Any doctors in the audience, by the way?
Yeah, just get a quick, honestly. That's like the worst comedy.
There's your Uber medicine.
I went to this comedy show, and this penis, the comic showed his dick to me to see if, yeah. And you can't show your boy that.
Yeah.
You can't be like, hey, what do you think this is? I mean, you can, but I'm a little too old to show my dad. I'm not going to show my dad.
Save that for a doctor.
Yeah. And somebody's like, dude, just take a screenshot and send it to my friend. He's a nurse. So I'm like, no, I'm not even having that out there. You know, I'm not even.
I had to show my butthole to a doctor one time.
Really?
And I was so glad I got a female doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I was. And I even apologized to her beforehand. I said, I always knew this moment was coming in my life at some point. I'm just so sorry it was you.
What happened to your butthole?
It was real itchy. And I thought I might have like some kind of, I don't know. I just had an itchy butthole, and it was itching for a while, and I had to go take a look at it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I was thrilled. I was like, yes, I don't have anything.
She was like, use some, you know, the antibacterial, the, like, Neosporin. She's like, put a little Neosporin on there. It'd be fine.
Oh,
it was,
man.
Like, within an hour.
Dude,
I just had dirty butthole.
I had all these preparations, too. Like, I was going to be like, well, look, if a girl wanted to see it, I'm like, well, look, let's just talk.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was such a sweet guy.
Oh, you know what it was? I'd been walking around in New York with no under. I've been going commando for like a week.
Yeah.
And I it just itchy butthole.
Itchy butthole.
Yeah. I was just fuming up real good. It didn't have anything.
I'm sorry. Aren't you guys happy you tuned into this podcast
so
far?
Episode.
You can
it's
hear
like,
about
hey,
dicks
you ever get
and
you ever get a fumey butthole? You ever get a over?
All right, this is an MMA podcast.
Okay. Yeah,
we have a talk about MMA. There's some good fights this week, by the way.
There were some good fights this week.
Well, last week there was some. Good
oh, last
fights.
Week. Yes, last coming week. Up this week.
Coming up this week, it's Dillashaw versus Barao 2 on Fox.
Yep.
TJ Dillashaw versus Barao. I think Dillashaw's got this. Dillashaw Barao 1 was a beatdown. It was a complete annihilation. And I know people think TJ was lucky. I don't think you get lucky, that lucky. And maybe he hurt him in the first, but I think Barao, I wouldn't say he was a hyped up fighter. He did beat some great fighters. He beat Uriah Faber. He beat Eddie Wineland. He was at one point, I think, like 31-1 or some kind of crazy record. However, I think it was Ben Foulkes who pointed out that most of the guys that he beat, he only beat a couple guys that had an over 500 record. He beat a lot of guys.
Journeyman,
a lot of guys in Brazil that didn't necessarily continue fighting, or it wasn't the who's who.
Right.
It wasn't the Legion of Killers. Some of the other
right.
guys fought. And Dillashaw
wasn't a Murderer's Row.
Not a Murderer's Row, right? Legion of Killers. I like that.
I was like, I think Murderer's Row.
Yeah,
it wasn't a Legion of Killers.
Yeah, so
which is the sequel to the Legion of Doom.
Yes,
came the then the Super Friends had to battle the Legion of Killers.
Legion of Killers. Yeah. I like it. So I like TJ in this fight. I like TJ in this fight.
They have the bobbleheads coming out soon.
Yeah.
With Manson. Is
oh, come
the
on. Dahmer.
Exactly. They're all in the Legion of Killers.
Legion of Killers. I like
getting
that.
Their own bobbleheads.
Plus, it seems that a lot of times Brazilians, when they lose to a guy the first time, they don't win the rematches. For example, in that Vitor Belfort, I mean, you could say he won Randy Couture the second time, but that was on a cut. And the third time he got murdered. Anderson Silva, when he lost to Chris Weidman, the first time, second time he lost. Bigfoot Silva, when he loses to Cain, he lost. Dos Santos, the second time and the third time against Cain. So I just don't see. Something about, I think you could take a Brazilian guy's heart. Of course, I'm generalizing here, being a little, however, it just seems that's the way it is. So I like that. Misha Tate versus Jessica Ai.
I like that one.
That's going to be the fight of the night.
Yeah.
Misha Tate is always in.
Misha Tate's on the way back.
I don't know. I like Ai in this one.
Really?
I do.
I like Misha Tate.
You just like her because you like her.
I like her because I like her. And we met her. You introduced me to her in Vegas.
Yeah.
And also, I think she's a hell of a fighter.
You didn't even know it was her.
I didn't at the time. She told me, I'm like, that. Well, listen, these people don't look the same in the ring and in you know what I see? Because when you see them in regular life, they don't have the hair in the braids. They're not, you know, they're not in the gear. They just look like sweet. She looked like a sweet, normal person. And it even, I mean, I'm looking at her going, who is this? I know this. And then you're like, that was me. I'm like, of course that was Misha Tate.
Yeah.
But I think she's a hell of a fighter. And I think she's hungry. I think she wants to get back to the championship level and get that fight again with Ronda. And so I look for her to come out and destroy this girl.
She's not going to. Who's ever destroyed Jessica Ai? She hasn't been destroyed in a long time. But I think that she's bigger than her, and I think she's a better grappler, better wrestling. But Ai is a better striker. And Tate, her last couple fights has not looked that impressive. She beat Sarah McMahon. Barely. She almost got rocked. It was almost out in the first round.
Yeah.
Against Rin Nakai, she looked bad. Against Liz Carmouche, she won. That was another weird fight. She has not looked. She's also like this, you know, kind of quasi star. You know, she's in movies now, and
yeah.
She wants to be a celebrity, and she's always going here and there and taking selfies. Beautiful girl. Jessica Ai.
But that hasn't stopped. I mean, look at Ronda. You brought the same argument up before Ronda's fight versus the Italian gal.
Kat Zingano?
Yeah, you said the same thing about her being distracted with
the movies.
I said
Ronda was going to win.
But you were still worried.
I was worried.
Because you were said the distraction with the Expendables 2 and the commercials and all this.
But Ronda's a different beast.
She came out and, you know.
She's a different beast.
11 seconds
Ronda's
later.
Ronda's got her mom who is like the.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a little look into the future, eh? I'm kidding.
Ronda's got her mom who keeps her focused. I mean.
Right.
She is the customato to Mike Tyson. She is the woman who makes sure that Ronda is training, makes sure Ronda's disciplined.
And you got to have that.
You got to have that. I don't know if Tate has that.
Right.
I don't know.
Who do you think's hotter, Ronda or her sister?
I haven't seen her sister.
You haven't seen her sister?
Isn't she like 18 or something?
Yeah, buddy.
Come on, man.
Oh, she's a cutie.
Come on, man.
She's a cutie. And that's legal. What? I'm not saying anything illegal here. She's adorable. She's super adorable. 16-year-old
was legal. Would you be saying the same thing?
Yeah. I'd be saying it even if it weren't legal.
That's not
Look, it's okay to say they're adorable. It's another thing to say you had sex with them. That's a crime.
Okay.
In my mind, that's legal.
Oh, come on.
What?
It's not good, Greg. This is.
You know, okay, you never been watching.
Sponsored by you've fucking pedophiles.
You've never been watching a porn video and they're like, oh, you're 18. How long have you been 18? She's like, a month. And
I don't even watch the Barely Legal. I don't want to have that on my computer.
The second she goes 1 month, that's me. Just unlook. That's it. It's over. It's over.
How old are you?
I'm an old man. I'm a dirty old man.
Come on. You are the
happy. I dare say. 90% of your listeners are on my side of this argument.
I think that's true, but I'm not proud of that.
Sorry about that laugh, folks. It comes with the territory.
It's okay. Also, Barboza versus Felder. I'm telling you, this kid Felder.
Felder's 10-0, eh?
He's 10-0, and he's also. I saw his fight against Castillo. He did this crazy kick against Castillo. I was there. This kid Felder is the real deal. He's under the radar. People don't know who he is. He's dangerous. And Danny Castillo is not an easy guy to finish. I mean, Danny Castillo is a monster.
Uh-huh.
He reminds me a little bit of AC Slater from Saved by the Bell. He has this like thing about him. I've hung out with him. He definitely is like that guy.
Yeah.
You know, but finishing Castillo is not easy. This kid Felder did it and did it in impressive fashion. Barboza, he wins some, he loses some. He beats some good guys, but he also loses to some good guys. I would say that Felder wins this fight.
Now, he's a Brazilian fighter, Barboza.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? You think he's clean?
just based on the fact that he's Brazilian?
Did someone tweeted me and they were like, if Greg Wilson ever goes to Brazil, he's going to need full security. Like army, military grade, full security.
That's true.
And I was like, I hate to admit it, but you're right. I can never go to Carnival now. Like I've ruined it for myself
because
I'll get murdered the moment I get off the plane.
I would love to be at Carnival with you.
Right? That'd be great. We should make plans to go to it.
We should.
Yeah.
MMA Roasted road trip to Carnival.
To Carnival.
So I like also...
Well, test our theories.
Gian Vellante versus Tom Lawler. I love Tom Lawler has the best intros in the history of MMA. He does stuff where he dresses like Dan Severn, like Art Jimerson, Hulk Hogan.
That's great.
He's the man.
Well, because that's also where this is kind of going. I mean, they're seeing it work for Conor McGregor, adding the showmanship, adding the big attitude. And so these guys are catching on. They're like, fine, let's do it. Although, I mean, the other guys, Bellator, they've really made it. Like wrestling now, like
yeah,
with
course.
The intros and the fire.
Yeah,
and
I like it.
Do you like it?
I do like it.
I think it's almost too close to wrestling.
You know what? They need something in Bellator. Yeah. I mean, and they have the money. It's Viacom money.
Yeah.
And I think that it also brings a certain excitement to the sport. I used to love the mayhem intros.
Yeah.
Where you'd be dancing with 20 Japanese girls.
Right. And that's my point is I think it works if that's the fighter's style, if that's what he does. But when they force these other guys to do it and they kind of look uncomfortable.
Nobody's being forced to do it.
They all on Bellator?
Yeah.
They all have to do it.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They don't have to. They
have
can just
to
walk
do it.
Out.
The whole show with the thing and the ramp and the fire, they have to do that. And you can tell some of them are not that into it. Some of them are like, hey, man, I got to go fight this guy. Can you turn off the fire jets?
Dude, did I tell you when I was at the Ultimate Fighter finale, I was saying hi to the guy who was in the finals, Hassan. I told you, right? He came out. He's like, hey, what's up?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, like after the fight.
No, before the
fight. Oh, I thought it was after the
fight. Before the fight.
Even worse, before the fight. It's like, hey, focus on your fucking fight.
I know.
Man.
I didn't tell me, but he had a big smile. Anyway, we're gonna go through the rest of the card. We're going to talk to a guy from Ireland who is a very controversial dude. He's funny, though. He's really funny. I'm a fan. Cathal Pendred. He's had a rough go. He lost his last fight, but he's a... You know, he just needs to find his groove. He says he's going to take some time off, do some boxing, which I don't think is a good idea at all, to be honest. But, you know, hey, to each his own. We're going to call him right now, Cathal Pendred, over on Skype. And before we call him, I want to thank our sponsors. RemoveItRestoration.com. Has your place been vandalized? Have gang members taken over? Is your place all tagged up? Nobody wants to go to a store like that. Call the Remove It Restoration Pro Team at 1-888-424-9697 or RemoveItRestoration.com. Also, Tip a Fighter. It's this brand new thing where you could actually tip the guy who just made you some money.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You see these guys do a great knockout. You're like, man, this guy's getting 4-4. It's some bullshit. Here you go. Here's a tip. Okay, thank you for entertaining me. Tipafighter.com.
Yeah, like a casino dealer, you get a winning hand, make a bunch of money. You throw some change at them.
You tip entertainers all the time.
Yeah.
And I tell you, almost every fighter I've talked to about it has a big smile. Like, really? We're getting more money?
Well,
fuck yeah.
Especially now they've taken the sponsorship away from a lot of these smaller fighters. They need this.
Exactly. Exactly. Also, American Icon Autographs, www.aiase.com. Sports and celebrity memorabilia. These guys have signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies. I'm telling you. And they've been giving me stuff to give away. So all those like pictures I've been giving out, those signed photos for jokes, that's these guys right here. That's Sean Jacoby. He is a great dude.
Hey, do you know what that full acronym means? Like, obviously, it's American Icon
Autographs.
Autographs. But then there's like SE on the end of it?
Yes.
What does that stand for?
It stands for American Icon Autographs. Service entertainment?
Okay, I don't know. I just felt like it would be helpful for the audience to know that, because every time I listen to it, I'm like, it's a little hard to connect it with the acronym.
I definitely wish you would have asked me before.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what it is.
I'm wondering it.
Well, so the fuck am I, but you could ask me this before we get here, not while we're on.
Well, don't worry. You know, we're going to make a quick edit.
I don't want to lose them as a fucking sponsor because of your fucking curiosity, dumbass.
I was trying to clarify for the sponsor.
Well, clarify it when we're fucking on live. Damn.
I love you guys at American Icon,
Yes. Whatever
the rest of it is.
All right, let's talk to Cathal.
Hello.
Hey, this is Cathal Pendred.
That's him.
How's it going? You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast, me and the Greg Wilson. How are you, buddy?
I'm very good.
Yeah, very good, man. Are you in Ireland right now?
I'm in Ireland, yeah. I was about to give up on you here. It's like almost midnight.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
wow. I was going to pack it in and watch some Game of Thrones.
Oh, sorry to keep you up, man. Sorry to keep you up. So, yeah, I've been a big fan. By the way, you have a really good sense of humor, by the way. You're always making jokes about yourself and other people on Twitter. I appreciate your sense of humor, man.
I am indeed, yeah. I don't know if I'm as funny in real life as I am on Twitter.
No worries, man.
kind of like yourself.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I wish I was funny as on Twitter as I am in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's because you can't scream on Twitter.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Now, Cathal, you're coming off a tough fight, man. You've had a lot of really close fights. Coming off a split decision to John Howard. How are you doing? How are you reacting? How are you rebounding since that loss?
You know, obviously I'm bitterly disappointed with it, and I feel like I'm the better fighter, but on the night it was John was the better fighter, and it was a deserved win for him. But you know, I'm just reacting like the best way possible, just eager to get back into the gym, get back working on some things, and then get back in the octagon. But I'm taking it. At the moment I'm taking a bit of a break because I had a long year. I only made my debut in the UFC just a year ago, and I've had five fights since, and especially the last couple of months I had two fights, only a month apart, so my body's feeling a bit tired, so I'm just chilling at the moment, taking a week or two and just recharging the batteries.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was actually at that fight. I was at that fight, and that environment, I have never seen anything like that before. Everyone always talks about football games in Europe. But Jesus, there were more. I mean, I haven't seen Irish people that happy since Riverdance. Fucking insane, man.
The only thing that was comparable to was the Dublin show the year before, the one I made my debut, and that was actually probably. I'll say it was just as crazy, but it was possibly even crazier because the whole, you know yourself, the Irish are crazy, and in the Dublin show last year, the house was just packed full of Irish people. It wasn't diluted down with the chilled out Americans, so that's even crazier.
Now, was it nerve wracking? I mean, I would think if I was. I mean, just performing in front of that many crazy Irish people, is that just did that itself take a lot of energy out of you?
No, I'm not the type of guy that kind of gets, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous or kind of had a nervous energy before fights, but it's nothing to do with the crowd there or anything like that. I just, I'm so focused on doing what I want to do I have that little bit of nervous thing, but I'm never too, once the fight starts, you're not thinking about if there's 10 people watching or 10,000, it makes no difference. You're just so focused on the guy. But I always make sure to enjoy the walkout. So that's something spectacular when you have the Irish crowd behind you and they're cheering you on. I always take a second or two to let that sink in. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, you look shredded. I mean, you look more ripped than Kim Kardashian's anus. I mean, you have the look, man. And there was, I first became aware of you on The Ultimate Fighter because you had so much hype behind you, being a cage warrior fighter. And then you came out and everyone was talking about, you had a lot of hype behind you. And then your first fight was one of the best fights I've ever seen. You and Mike King. Jesus, that was such a back and forth battle. I mean, you were almost out during that fight.
I wouldn't call it a back and forth battle. I got my ass kicked for the first 5 minutes of that fight. I got literally every single thing that could go wrong or bad thing that could happen to a fighter nearly happened to me in that first round. I got nearly knocked out, and then he came on top of me. He was a big motherfucker as well. He was like 6'3". I'd say he was close to 220 pounds on fight night. I was fighting at middleweight, but I'm not shooting a welterweight. He was a big dude. He was on top of me, raining down shots. Then he got my back somehow. He had a rear naked choke locked in, everything that could have went wrong in that first 5 minutes went wrong.
Yeah, but then you came back and you finished him, and then he got busted for steroids, which then you pointed out on Twitter, like, you fucking cheat and still can't beat me. You fucking, you know, like.
I was going to say, that really ups the value of the win.
Yeah.
Oh, big time, man. I was fighting a weight class above my usual one, and I was doing it against a dude who was on PED, so, you know, I had the odds stacked up against me. And I just, it only came out there the other day that the guy I fought in Mexico, the Mexican fighter, Montano, yeah, was popped for PEDs as well. So I've had a bit of a habit of coming against these PED guys, but I'm 2-0 against them. I'm doing well.
Yeah, 2-0. And then the fight against Sean Spencer was a very close fight. A lot of people had Spencer winning. They gave it to you, but then everyone gets mad at you. Like, as if everybody was like, you fucking, this bullshit. And now everyone, I never understood that. Like, everyone piles on you, but you're not the fucking judges.
I got a lot of heat for that one. Maybe some, I don't know, were they pissed off me because I paid the judges or something, but they were.
Worked.
Yeah, it worked anyway.
I never understood that. Same thing with Diego Sanchez, Ross Pearson. Everyone gets mad at Diego. I mean, what did he do? He just fought. I mean, granted, you might not agree with the decision, but don't get mad at the fighter. It wasn't the fighter's fault.
I know. But you know what I think it is? It's kind of half because, you know, a lot of MMA fans, like even myself included, I got into MMA, but when I was a teenager, I watched it. You know, a lot of WWE and stuff, and I think they kind of have that, a lot of the fans are kind of have that mentality, or they came from being a fan of there, and that's just the way it is there. You know, everyone's playing a character and you can hate on them, and the wrestlers don't really care because they're only, you know, playing that character. They don't care if you hate them. If they're the heel, they're just a heel, they're still making money. But I think that kind of same mentality comes from the fans then when they're watching MMA, but they don't realize, and these guys are actually
human beings,
being themselves. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, everyone's mad at you, and I kind of felt bad because I do like you, but I had to make jokes about it. Like, I had other decisions went to you, and I'm like, it was like, I'm kind of in a tough situation because this guy is a nice guy, but like at the same time, of course, I got to make jokes. Now you beat Dodger. You use mostly wrestling. Then people are mad at you for wrestling. They're like, this is bullshit. It's like, so then you lose to John Howard. It was a close fight. It was a split decision. And then I read that you said you're going to take time off and go boxing.
Yeah. I decided I was going to do that. I was going to, take a few months off and work on my boxing and get a pro boxing fight. I like having a kind of goal set or kind of something to aim towards. And I thought, right, if I get myself a pro boxing fight, that would be something I could just focus on and then just work on that skill set for a few months. But I got word back to UFC won't let me do that. So
don't do that. Honestly, don't let somebody make a name off you. You know, in boxing, you know, I mean, there's a guy, I beat a UFC fighter in boxing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you would lose, but it just seems like it's a no-win situation, you know.
To be honest, I saw it as a win-win situation. I mean, if I go into the boxing world and I go against a boxer at his own game, you know, if I win, that's unbelievable. It looks great for me and my sport. If I lose, well, I suppose, you know, it wasn't my world, so.
Yeah, but.
So who cares?
But Dana, I mean, Dana hates that. I mean, Tim Sylvia got knocked out by Ray Mercer in like a minute.
Yeah.
And like, that was a big blow to MMA in general. Of course, I didn't care, but a lot of boxing fans, now we see what would happen in a fight.
Yeah,
you know?
They had the one boxer coming to the UFC.
James Toney got fucking destroyed.
Oh, God, it was bad.
Yeah.
His legs just sticking out there like two.
Do you know what fight I could see happening down the line? There's back and forth things happening at the moment. Mayweather, McGregor.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, have you seen the back and forth going on between them?
No, is it on Twitter?
No, it's not Twitter. Just the interviews. I think they're kind of getting asked about each other and stuff because they're two, you know.
Yeah.
Two of the most popular guys in combat sports. They're very similar in ways as well, you know.
Well, Mayweather, I feel like McGregor is the Mayweather of MMA, except without the humbleness.
Yeah. Well, McGregor's knocking more people out, too.
About the humility. Yeah, it's true. That's true. Now, are you good friends with Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I've been friends with him for years. We've come up through the ranks since we were young bucks.
Seems like a nice guy, but his coach blocked me on Twitter, Kavanaugh.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Tell him to unblock me. Tell him I'm like a big fan, please.
Why, what did you do?
I have no idea. Maybe it was one too many Conor McGregor jokes. But I mean, I just my job is to make fun of the people that are on top. You know, and Conor McGregor right now is on top of the world. But he's also a funny guy to make fun of because he's so arrogant. He's such a I'm talking about a guy who's like a WWE character. I mean, Conor McGregor is the epitome of that. But I'm a big Conor McGregor fan. I like Conor McGregor, and he showed me a lot against Chad Mendes. Even the fact he was able to scramble up against a guy that good of a wrestler. I do want to see how he does against Frankie Edgar. That would be a real test. You know,
I think that's inevitably going to happen. But you know, it's every fight Conor has, like he says himself, every fight he has, there's more questions that are he'll answer that question, and then there's the next question he has to answer, and he's happy to answer them all.
Yeah, no, he's. Is that hard for you? I mean, do you kind of feel like you're the Khloe Kardashian of Ireland?
No, I'm way down the line. Khloe, at least people recognize Khloe. Who's the next Kardashian there?
You're like the Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, but I don't know who he
is. Kendall Jenner. Kendall.
Kendall gets a lot of attention. Now, I mean, are you getting a lot of attention in Ireland? Are people noticing you?
Yeah, it's crazy over here at the moment. I mean, if you were to go back 3 years ago, even 2 years ago, like the sport was so obscure here, no one really knew what it was. You know, most of the time when you were talking to people, and you told them what they did, they thought you were, you know, a professional wrestler or something, and you had to explain what mixed martial arts are. Now the country is just MMA mad, and you know it's on the main news channels and everything. It's crazy.
Are you single? It's awesome.
Are you able to enjoy the full benefits of this?
What you mean? Like,
are you getting a lot of pussy or what?
That's what we mean. Yeah. Are you getting tons of pussy? Are you getting tons of ass? That's what we want to know.
I have a girlfriend.
Bad timing.
How long have you had this girlfriend for?
What?
How long have you had this girlfriend for?
Nearly 3 years now.
Wow.
No. Just as MMA kind of came out as this kind of crazy rock star sport.
Isn't that always the way?
Damn. But I mean, you're a good looking guy. I mean, she must be a fucking dime piece, am I right?
She's pretty awesome, yeah.
What does she look like?
Sorry?
What does she look like?
She looks,
what's her like, Twitter?
She's a brunette.
Brunette?
Curvy brunette. I'm sure we've a few home videos up there on Pornhub. We can have a look.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look then.
It was funny, man. I was at the Conor McGregor fight. There were all these like hot chicks, and then all of a sudden, like their Irish accents came out. It like throws you.
I love it.
I haven't heard a hot Irish. You know what I'm saying? I don't experience that
much. How do you the American women like an Irish accent? How did a man like an Irish accent on a woman?
We love foreign accents. Absolutely.
Yeah, but Irish is a little tougher. It's a little bit. It's not like British. It's a little harder. You know. But
But the accent thing definitely works more for men on American women.
Oh yeah,
I think so. Yeah, it's kind of like cleavage for men when you have an Irish accent.
Exactly.
Now I saw on Twitter at one point you were calling out CM Punk. You really wanted CM Punk. Then CM Punk insulted you back. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I would have loved that fight. I really would have loved that fight. It would be absolutely awesome. I was nearly delighted when he kind of insulted me because I thought I could get him back and forth going with him. But he was obviously advised to stop that. And I haven't heard a peep from him since. But, I mean, that's the lottery ticket right there. That CM Punk fight, whoever gets that. And then it's going to be pretty awesome. And I wish it was me.
Everybody wants to kill this guy.
Well, this guy's 0-0 with no experience. And I've heard from people.
I've been against him. Like, a lot of people think because I wanted to fight him, I hate him or something. I think this is, you know, fucking awesome that he's in here. He's getting a lot of attention brought into the sport, and wherever he fights, it's going to be like one of the most watched UFC fights ever. And they won't have done anything to get the fights.
Yeah,
you know? It's literally like a lottery ticket. So, man, I would give my left nut to fight him.
But I've heard from people that train at his gym that it's not going too well. I mean, the reports out of the gym, oh, he's doing better, he's doing great. But I've heard from people that train with him saying that like he spars with guys who are not even in very amateur organizations. or not like, you know, for pro organizations, but not like, you know, not even like a RFA, like below that, and he's not doing that well. So
yeah, no, I'm hearing the same reports, and it keeps getting pushed back, you know, like when like the time frame of him making his debut. So I don't know how the hell they're gonna work it. The UFC have got it now that it's literally gonna be only one fight there. They're gonna get off him, unless they put in another O&O guy who, you know, maybe has no amateur experience either, but that's going to be a bit hard to do.
They got
to
find someone from like the Ultimate Fighter China or something.
Yeah, something like that.
One of those guys.
It's going to be a tough ask for CM Punk. By the way, did you know, I only heard this the other day, but you know what CM stands for?
What?
Chick Magnet Punk. I never would have guessed.
Oh man, I thought it was Conor McGregor. CM Punk, yeah,
Chick Magnet Punk. If I was fighting him, that's what I would call him the whole time.
Now,
I would actually do with Conor and just talk to him throughout the whole fight. Come on, Chick Magnet, that all you got?
Now, I also saw that Ben Askren tweeted about you during your fight. He was talking smack. Did you see that at all?
I didn't see it. I heard he said something. Do you remember what he said?
He said, "Oh, this guy's really bad. He's in the UFC," or some nonsense like that.
Yeah. Ben, I feel sorry for Ben, to be honest. Poor guy's out there fighting in wherever the hell he's fighting, Indonesia or something.
Yeah, Singapore.
And he's kind of got ousted, but you know, he can hide on from over there. I'm in the UFC. I'm happy out.
There you go. Yeah.
So who do you want to fight next?
I'm easy. I'm trying to think. Look, I had a long list of names I was going to call out when I had won in Las Vegas, but I obviously didn't go to plan. It's a little bit different when you're coming off a loss now. So my next fight is likely going to be 24th of October in Dublin. So you know, whoever they put in the plane to send over, they're welcome. There's this fucking idiot from American Top Team, Colby Covington. Have you?
Yeah, he's been on our show.
Seen that shit?
Yeah, he that guy really wants to fight you.
He really wants to fight me, yeah, and he has come out with some really stupid shit. bringing up historic references of where, you know, Irish people that were killed by the British and stuff, which is a pretty touchy subject there in Ireland, and I haven't let him away with it. So he's talking his way into that fight. I'd be happy to kick his ass if they brought him over to Dublin.
That'd be a great fight. I mean, Colby's got really good wrestling. That's
I hear, I've also heard he was John Jones' roommate because he never shuts up about it. how they were best friends. So. That'd be awesome.
That'd be a good fight. I mean, that'd be a really good fight. Because I think that'd be challenging for you to deal with. I think he was a 2-time All-American wrestler.
I love that challenge.
I mean, look at Conor. Conor dealt with a guy who was a 2-time national finalist. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. People, just because we don't wrestle in high school here, people sleep on our wrestling bus here. I was. Going over it when I was in college, I used to, for my summer vacations, I would go over and train in the States in American Kickboxing Academy, and I would train with all these guys, NCAA, you know, Division I wrestlers, Josh Koscheck, John Fitch, all these type of guys, and I was hanging with them, if not getting the better of them. So, you know, that was behind closed doors in the gym. I'd love to do that now and out in the open and in the octagon. So give me one of these high level wrestlers. I'd love that.
I love it. I love it, man. I love your fighting spirit. You're a great guy. You got hot chicks. You know, you 1, 2, 3, 4 hot chicks.
Right. In trouble as far as she knows, yes.
Hot chick. You've won your last 8 out of 9 fights. You know, and your last fight was a split decision. So yeah, let's do it, man. Thank you for being on the podcast. I'm a big fan, and keep up the good work, man.
Thanks, dude. You keep up the good work on Twitter and keep hitting off of me. I can take it.
I love it.
I got thick Irish skin. And I'll give it back to you someday. I might even get you in the octagon one some night.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Hey, he's got some pretty good wrestling.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. You out of your fucking mind?
No, I mean, I might get on the mic when Joe Rogan interviewing me and roast you.
Oh, that would be amazing. Octagon. If you did that, I swear to God, I would retire from everything. I would be my life would be complete. So thanks a lot, Kyle.
It's on the to-do list.
I appreciate it. Take care, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Later.
Take it easy.
He's a nice guy. It's a good dude right there.
Yeah, man. I love. You know what though? He has less of the Lucky Charms Irish accent and more and more of the U2 type of act. Like I kept expecting him to say, "It's called Sunday, Bloody Sunday." Like that's what I kept expecting him to say through the whole thing.
He's a good dude. Also, you know, he's a solid dude. He's a solid solid fighter, solid guy. He gets a lot of shit from the fans. Yeah. I don't really understand it. You know,
Some guys, you know what, they need someone to hate, and it's like if one person starts hating, like everyone just gravitates toward that. It's like crowd mentality.
It really is like high school. I remember in high school, it was like when I was in middle school, kids would just find one kid,
yeah,
and then they would all pick on him,
and everybody, right, exactly,
and then it would go to another kid,
that's what I'm saying.
For me, it was like the Jewish kids in my high school. Like in seventh grade, I'm Jewish. We controlled the bar mitzvahs, so every week we had a bar mitzvah. We got all the hot girls. It was great.
The way I kept it from being me was by directing it towards others. I would initiate the abuse and be like, "Right, everyone, look at him. There, him. Attack him."
But then in eighth grade, all the kids started picking off the Jews, like one by one. We all hated him.
You guys died?
No, we just all were like, hey, we did die.
You died in the eighth grade.
No, we did die, but that was long before that. But yeah, it was crazy. It's like a mob mentality. It really is. Yeah. Which I mean, it's fun for me because I'm a comic, and sometimes jokes lends itself to that. But it is nuts. All right, so we are going to call Tisha Torres right now.
Hello,
Tisha Torres.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
It's me and the Greg Wilson. You are on the MMA Roasted podcast. How are you?
Hello.
Good. You're late. I don't know who he is.
I am late.
Nobody knows who I am. It's fine. That's specifically why he had to say my name.
He doesn't even know who he is. Yeah. Now, now you are the number five strawweight in the world. Complete badass. By the way, thanks for coming to my show last week. You looked really hot, by the way. You looked very, very hot in your little outfit with your little show on your midriff and your like cut belly. It was very distracting.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Even though you had that guy with you, who was that guy? Was that your boyfriend or some guy you're dating or?
Yeah, both.
Both. All right. Oh, nice. And then, by the way, you brought some other girl that was smoking hot, who I think is also a member of American Top Team. Who's that girl?
Oh, Jessica Bronco.
Yeah.
She's hot.
You got to set me up with her.
I'll try.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, what's going on? You're on a little two fight win streak. You just beat. Actually, no, you're more than that because those fights didn't count on the Ultimate Fighter. But your record is 6-0. But you just beat Angela Magana. Mm-hmm. You beat Angela Hill. How did you feel about that performance? What have you been doing since then?
My Angela Magana fight was good. My Angela Hill fight wasn't my best fight. But I was able to showcase, you know, I can strike with Angela Magana, and then I can do some wrestling now. My wrestling's getting better since the show, so I'm just looking forward to putting it all together in my next fight. And I'm playing the waiting game right now. So,
who do you want to fight next?
I had my eyes set on Carla Aranda, but it looks like none of those are going to happen. So I'm just going to fight whoever they give me.
But is there someone that you, I mean, specifically want to fight?
Those two are the ones that I wanted to fight, but I don't think they're going to give them to me. Carla's out, and then I don't think they'll give me Randa. I think she has somebody else planned to fight, or I know of somebody else that she's probably going to fight.
Well, now, what about like a Jessica Penny or someone like that?
I would fight her. I wanted to fight her before I fought Angela Hill, but she's coming off a loss now, so I don't know. But I'd still fight her. You know, she's still ranked number 3, and I want to fight somebody in the top 10, but it looks like pretty much everybody is tied up, so I don't know who Sean Shelby's going to put in the mix for me.
Now, your fight against Angela was in Mexico City. A lot of fighters were complaining about the altitude. I mean, Cain Velasquez, people said, you know, he wasn't the same fighter. The Gilbert Melendez fight against Eddie Alvarez, they were blaming the high altitude on them. Like, they're gassing out pretty quickly. Now, how did that affect you? Is that, like, a legit claim?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I only wrestled with Angela. I wanted to sit up and strike, but it was too hard to do anything. Like, it was hard to just keep my hands up. My chest felt so heavy. Yeah, I don't really care to fight in Mexico again. If I had to, I would need to go more than 2 weeks early.
Wow. Okay, so that really was a huge thing because it seemed like everybody there was like, it was crazy. Now, your Magana fight was a beatdown. That was like, I think it was like 30-25 or something. I mean, you just destroyed Magana. I know a lot of people had problems with Magana during the fight, during the whole season. I mean, how much did that, like, was it satisfying, like, really putting a beating on her?
I don't know if satisfying. I can care less of a lot of the girls that were on the show. But, I mean, it was just, I knew that I was going to go out there and be able to dominate her like that. So I think she'll be one of the ones to get out of UFC soon. But now that reminded me of who I wanted to fight next, I asked for Michelle Waterson. It would be a fun fight. Not because I don't like her or something. I honestly like her. I'm a fan of hers. But, yeah, I think that'd be a nice matchup. So I don't know if that could happen. I asked for that, actually, but I think she hurt her hand in her last fight. And I don't want to wait around until January to fight. So we'll see who I fight next.
The Karate Hottie.
Oh, that'd be great.
But they're trying to build her up. They should keep her away from you because that is not a good, you know.
Maybe. But I think, like I said, I think she hurt her hand. So I don't think she'd be able to fight in the next 2 or 3 months. So if she can, I'd be down for that.
Now, what nationality are you, by the way?
My dad is Puerto Rican, and my mom's Portuguese and a little bit of Irish.
Ah, now I remember watching a video on your mom. She has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, you're going to bring that up every interview?
No, I have to. She has a gold tooth and a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Her mom is...
She does.
Her mom is a thug. Nice. Her mom is a total...
She's an OG.
Now, by the way, you're funny, because like... Because you seem very, like, quiet and, like, unassuming. But then, like, I was watching you during my comedy show, and you were laughing at some fucked up shit. I could tell that you have a very you're one of those chicks. I bet you're a total freak in bed. Am I right?
I'm not going to answer your question.
That's a yes!
You can assume what you'd like to assume.
Absolutely. There's no way. I mean, she's I don't know if you know Tisha, you're familiar with it. She's stacked. I mean, she has a butt of a girl that's 135 and the waist of a 105-pound girl.
Yeah.
And she's got these muscles. Like
I've seen the picture. She's ripped.
When me and her met Ronda Rousey, Rousey pushed me out of the way, and she's like, I don't give a fuck about him. Look at this girl. Like, Ronda could not believe how muscular you were. You know that, right? Remember that?
No.
Remember that moment we had at the Ultimate Fighter cast party when you met Ronda?
Oh, yeah. That's the only time I've ever met Ronda.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys shoved me out of the way. It was, shoved both of you.
She looked kinda nice that day.
She did look
nice. She had a little black dress on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have like you ever done any kind of female stuff or no?
No. I like men. Females are pretty, but I like men.
You just love the cock.
You can appreciate another woman's beauty.
Oh, look at you. Nice. By the way, now when I met you before with that, when I did that, my ultimate, the only tough talk I did before I was let go, when I met you before, you had a boyfriend that was a fighter, and then it seemed like you guys were very serious, but what happened?
Oh, he cheated.
Really? He cheated on you?
Yeah, he did.
That's a deal breaker? Like, you can't even do it once?
Fucking deal.
Well, I mean, you know, guy's a guy.
Come
maybe you can do it
now.
Once.
No, how did you
catch... I mean, he's a fighter.
How did you catch him cheating?
The girl told me.
Oh, so some girl called you up and said, by the way, I'm banging your boyfriend?
No, she inboxed me on Facebook, actually. God. So I guess he wasn't calling her back or something, and she got mad and she told me.
Wow.
It's so hard to find a girl and keep a secret.
Dude, wait, okay, so then what did you... Okay, so she tells you that.
It is.
Now you're the tiny tornado. So so you hear your boyfriend's cheating. Now what do you do? Do you
just tornado out on him?
Yeah, is it like the Tasmanian devil, or do you go there? Do you talk to him? What do you do?
I confronted him about it, and he denied it, but I had all the proof that I needed, so it was all good.
You confronted him, so you got in his face, because you're half Puerto Rican.
Did your mom go over there and stab him?
I just showed him the message. I asked him about it. He denied it, but I showed him the message, and he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, so then you said, look, you're cheating on me. I know. He looked at the message, and then he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then you say, it's over, or do you give him another chance?
No, it's over.
Now, a lot of girls, when that happens, they just find the first dick they could find and take and just have sex with them. Is that what you did, or you like needed some time?
No.
Are you
no.
still looking for that dick?
We're going to switch the subject here, please.
No, this
get
is
a little uncomfortable.
Oh, fine. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay.
Sorry.
So
you are really funny, and I did love your show. It was more than I expected.
Oh, well, thanks. That's the only time I go to... None of the other girls ever told me that.
We both went running for that one.
Normally, you're very funny. This is less than I expected.
The show was better.
Yeah, the show was much longer. Now, I appreciate that. I seriously want to go out with your friend. But Hector Lombard said she was dating somebody. So.
Oh, yeah. She is dating somebody. Yeah.
Oh. Well, there goes
well, you
that.
Just got to wait until he cheats.
Do you think a girl that hot is not dating somebody or at least with somebody?
Yeah, you never know.
Sometimes
you catch them on the right. You catch them on the
catch
rebound.
Catch them on the week, their week off.
Yeah.
Now, going out with you, are guys intimidated by you because you have your huge biceps?
My huge biceps. The only ones who are intimidated by me would not date me, or I wouldn't date them, so it's all good.
Do you have to date a fighter? Do you have to date a guy who works out and, like, fights?
A guy who works out, yeah, not necessarily a fighter.
Okay, so
it just works out like that.
Now I would think that, like, do guys sometimes not want to try to make a move because they're afraid that you're going to, like, pin them or, like, you know, armbar their dicks?
Pin them.
Like,
I don't know.
Well, pin him would be good, but I'm saying, like, how many dates does it take for a guy to get into the Tiny Tornado?
That's not a question I'm going to answer.
How long does it take for him to get into the eye of the tornado? Yeah, that's the question.
You guys are bad. I didn't know this was going to be this type of interview. I feel like I'm on a dating website here.
Yes, you are. Okay, now listen. So you're a black belt.
Where's Heather Clark? I'm about to call Heather Clark. Let her chime in on this.
You're on MMAmatch.com.
You're MMA. Now, okay, so you're a black belt in Taekwondo. You're a black belt in Jiu-Jitsu, too, as well, or no?
No, I'm a blue belt in jiu-jitsu.
You're a blue belt?
I wish.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
But your wrestling has gotten much better, by the way.
It has. Yeah, thank you for noticing.
Now, were you, when Angela Hill was pulling all that nonsense of, like, when you guys were facing off, she went to shake your hand and then did the psych out, or she gave you the finger, did that get in your head at all?
No.
You didn't even care, right?
No, I didn't care.
Yeah, it seemed like.
I thought it was funny, but I didn't care.
Are you and Angela friends?
No.
You ever stab an ex-boyfriend?
No.
Now, how do you think you do against a girl like Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
I think it'd be a very tough fight, the toughest fight of my career. She's definitely the champion for a reason, and she's run through, you know, Carla and Jessica, and I don't think she ran through Claudia.
No.
But I think that, you know, she's everybody's beatable. I don't think she's like a Ronda Rousey and Ronda still is beatable as well, but I think everybody's beatable, so it's a good fight. It'd be a fun matchup to see, you know, how I can get in there and try to change things up with the other girls weren't able to do.
It'd be a great fight, I think.
Well, she's a big time striker too.
Yeah, I think you and her would match up very well. I mean weren't you also a champion karate girl?
Yeah, I was four-time champion.
You were a four-time world champion?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
That's amazing.
That's pretty tough.
Thank you.
That's good for you. And that, I mean, all the fights that you seem to struggle with, which is really only Carla, right? Carla's the only girl that actually beat you, was a wrestler. And even that fight was, like, weird. Actually, Randa.
Yeah, that was a weird fight.
Oh, then
Carla and Randa both on the show. Wrestling, that's where I fell.
That's the big neutralizer, the man.
So that's why I've been focusing on that a lot, and I'm feeling much better with it, defensive-wise and offensive.
Yeah, I mean, you beat Paige VanZant. What do you think about the press that Paige gets? Do you think that's a little bit unfair just because she's a hot chick?
I think that her days are coming too. If they're, you know, putting one person out there to try to bring her to the top, it's definitely her and sheltering her. You know, she's in the top 10 now, and she's fighting somebody outside of the top 10 who's, you know, a winnable fight for her. And they just want to see her, you know, go to the top. But, you know, should she beat Alex, you know, I think that she'd definitely need to fight somebody in the top 10, and I don't know if she's going to be able to hang with any of the girls there.
So how do you think you do against her?
Paige, I beat her again.
You beat her again, like, easily?
I'm not going to say easily. She's gotten better,
yeah.
But I definitely dominate in every aspect. Mm-hmm. I don't think she could hang with anybody in the top 5. And even in the top 10, like, I think she put on a good fight. She's a good fighter, but she's not going to be the champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're definitely hyping her, and it was kind of weird that like she gets a Reebok deal before Joanna,
before the champion.
Yeah,
like this is a little weird here. Yeah. I understand she's marketable, but this is still a sport. You know, you have to kind of the champion should get the deal before the number 7 girl or number 8 girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
Not much. Pretty put me on blast here already.
Oh, come on, Tisha.
Call my show and watch my back to watching my TV show. I'm watching, I think I'm watching Basketball Wives or something like that right now.
Oh, come on. Really?
There you go. See, they let it all hang out. This is what entertainment is.
This is the kind of people want to know this about you. They just see you as this fighter. They want to know that you've been dumped and that you're crazy in bed and that you.
Yeah,
and
don't
that,
leave them with blue belt.
Yeah, seriously. This is blue belt.
This is retarded.
This is what people want to know.
It's been fun.
Yeah, you are. You're. I could tell you came to my show. You are adorable. You have these eyes, these longing eyes. You have these eyes like, I don't trust you, but I like you. You know, like, I've seen pit bulls with that eye. I've seen dogs look at me like, this is interesting.
I'm loyal, but I'll kill you.
I don't know if I should kill him or lick his face. And that's what I feel like with you. Like, you have this certain charm about you. You're very, very attractive. You're ripped, but you seem like you're a little bit distrustworthy. Am I right?
Distrustworthy? No, I'm trustworthy, but I definitely look at people before I let them into my life. I definitely, try to read them out and see how trustworthy.
It sounds like you're not going to get a second interview.
But Tisha, don't you think you're a little hardened a little bit? Like, it seems like you're a sweetheart, but it takes a while to get into, you know, the Tisha, you know, you're a little hardened.
Oh, yeah. If you're not in my immediate, like, circle, then you probably don't know the real Tisha. You just know the one that I want you to know.
Now, Tisha, you're a little girl. You're what are you, like, 5'1", 5'2"?
I'm 5'1".
Okay. Do you, like, away from fighting, do you wear heels a lot, or does that affect your game? Well, I don't know.
When I go out to like an event or something, I wear heels. Unfortunately, they suck, and I'm bow legged. I already walk funny without them.
No,
and it makes me look pretty, and my legs look good in heels. So I wear heels.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if that affected, you know, because it could affect your feet. So I didn't know if they looked out for that kind of thing.
There was a scene where someone.
I wear them. They hurt my feet, but I like looking nice. So nice. Beauty is pain.
So sometimes just the heels, or
sometimes just the heels. I'll say yes to that one.
Yeah, there we go.
There was a scene in The Ultimate Fighter where someone took her bed.
Oh my God! Shut up!
And she was so angry that someone took her bed, so she storms out of the room, and she's got her big arms waving, she's like, and it is so cute. And then someone
it's
made like
my
a
duck
whole
walk.
Somebody she looked like a duck, like an angry hot duck, and. And someone made a
angry gift. Hot duck. I believe that's the number 13 down in Chin Chin Chinese. Do you want the angry hot duck? Okay.
somebody made a gif of it. So all you see is walking out back, and then people were writing some funny things. Someone like wrote, it was on the underground. Someone's like, oh, I've had girls walk out of my room like that angry, like unsatisfied, like. Arr. It was adorable. It was very adorable, Tisha. Just so you know.
Thank you.
You're a really cool chick. I'm a fan of yours.
You're my new favorite dish.
Yeah.
Angry hot duck.
You are. Yeah, seriously. Forget the tiny canoe. The angry hot duck should be your new nickname.
All right.
So sorry that we put you on blast, but we did it in nothing. But you know, that's like our show. You know,
it's done out of love.
Out of love.
All right, no problem.
All right,
she's so gonna kick your ass when she sees you.
She's gonna hit
you right in the gut.
I know. Well, listen, Tisha, I will talk to you soon. I'm actually gonna be in Florida this weekend.
Oh, I'm going out of town.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Where are you going? Where are you coming to?
I'm going to Miami. I'm actually doing comedy shows in Fort Myers in Naples. I'm doing a comedy show in Naples.
Oh man, yeah, I'm going out of town on Friday. So
are you going?
You're coming. I'm going.
Are you going to Texas?
I am.
The clues are coming together.
I think I know why you're going to Texas.
All righty. We'll end on that note.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Tisha. Take care.
See ya. Bye, guys.
Play the Texas tornado game.
All right. That was Tisha Torres.
That was awesome.
She's sweet.
She's sweet.
She's cute.
Very funny.
She is funny, right?
Yeah. Angry hot duck.
An angry hot duck.
It's ridiculous.
So I want to thank our sponsors, American Icon Autographs, www.aiase.com. They have the best, and when I say the best sports and celebrity memorabilia. Check them out, aiase.com. You want to decorate your man cave? You want to have some cool shit in your place?
Maybe it means sports entertainment.
Yes, these are the best. Also, tip a fighter, guys. Tip a fighter. These fighters deserve more money. Fighters, want to make more money? Huh? Who doesn't like more money? I like more money.
I like more money.
You're like, so go to tipafighter.com or at tipafighter. Check them out. You can directly pay the guy who's entertaining you.
It sounds like you'd like to give Tisha Torres a little bit more than a tip. That's what it sounds like.
You can go to tipatisha.com.
Tipatisha.
Tipatornado.com. So tip a fighter. Also, remove it restoration. Has your place been vandalized? How many times have I driven by places where you're like, man, that sucks for that store, right? Maybe you own the store and you want to get rid of it. RemoveItRestoration.com, 1-888-424-9697. They get rid of all graffiti, etched windows that have been messed up. Trust me, we're going to call the New York badass right now.
Wait, before we do, it seems like you know why she's going to Texas.
I know why she's going to Texas.
Well, you can't just tease the audience.
No, that's up to Tisha.
But you don't know for sure. It's all hypothesis.
Well, let's just say there's a guy she likes who lives in Texas.
Okay. All right. And who's the guy?
I don't even know. The guy follows me on Twitter. He's a fighter, but I don't know. I don't know who he is. Seems like a nice guy.
Honestly. Is he Hispanic or is he white boy? I'm going to guess white boy.
No, he seemed more Latino.
More Latino. So she's keeping it in the
Latino
ranks.
But he's a good dude. He seems like a really good. And I was ripping on him the whole show, saying, how the fuck did you get her?
Okay,
and
like, all right. You guys all right.
Is this your Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Oh, that's right. Okay,
I was giving him the whole thing, and and after the show, he's like, dude, when's your next show, man? That was awesome.
So yeah.
He's a real. I could see why she likes him.
That's cool.
He's a good dude, and I'm happy for her.
Right on,
even though she's probably like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Do you think if you're a tornado, you have to be a spinner? Right? Like, it goes with the name.
Have you had girls spin on you before?
No.
No.
I said spinner.
Spinner. I'm saying, like you're saying, a girl's on top.
Right, and she's spinning. Yeah.
Have you had that before?
No. My belly's in the way. It's a door stopper. It's a spin stopper. They try to spin, and they go, boop. Oh, let me spin the other way. Boop. It's like, no.
You have a door stopper.
I have a spin stopper. I have a door stopper.
I got to lose weight, too, man. I'm going to be on TV in a couple of weeks. I have a big...
Yeah, you got a show coming out.
I can't say what network it is. It's going to be a huge release, but I got to lose about 15 pounds.
Get in the gym, brother.
I know.
I'm always making fun of you when you get doughy.
Yeah.
Because you have times. I can always tell when you've been hitting the gym and when you've been hitting the donuts.
Yes, I know.
It's a pretty dramatic shift with you.
I know. I got to lose 15 pounds by next
It usually
month.
Coincides with where you're at in your relationship status.
No, I have been. I
3 months after you break up, you are in the best shape of your life.
That's a good point.
3 months into the relationship, and it's Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm not in terrible shape. I could just be in better shape.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in worse shape right now.
Let's just say you cropped your own photo with your shirt off.
Yeah, Johnny Hendrix, absolutely. Yeah. I know. I fucking hate it, man.
Hendrix, quit dipping.
I tell a lot of it is the ACL. Like, I can't take the classes I used to take, the boxing classes. The classes, the...
Is it dinged
classes.
Or does it require surgery?
Surgery.
Oh,
so September 20th. So all I can do now is lift and run.
So you're going to wind up doing water aerobics with the seniors.
But no, I'm going to have to do that. But I've been running. I'm going to run 3 miles tonight. I'm going to hit the gym.
That's not good for it either.
No, and that's not. But you need to be
on the elliptical.
No, you're allowed to run. You just can't do
lateral movements. Right.
That's the only thing I can do.
Okay.
So I'll notice it sometimes, but it just sucks, man.
God, I bet any little like twinge in it, and you just stop doing what you're doing.
Or sometimes, like I'll be at the beach and I'll walk into the sand, and then I'm like, oh,
right, because yeah.
So stuff like that.
But that sucks. Being old sucks,
dude. I during a blowjob recently, my fucking
you
leg.
You got injured during
a
blowjob?
My leg gave out during a blowjob. I'm like, this would be the worst way to have to go to the hospital. It's like getting a cum injury.
Oh, that's the way. How did this happen? Well, let me show you, Doc. Honey, get in here. We got to give him a full replay. You know, by the way, can I tell you, this is what I keep hoping to happen in one of these girl-on-girl fights. I keep going, you know, oh, she's got her on the ground. They're scrambling. Oh, and it's turned into a scissor.
Oh, that happens all the time.
They're just straight up scissoring each other now.
The other night, Joanne...
Bubbles just start blowing into the ring.
Bubbles.
The trainer starts squirting oil.
That's horrible.
Just disco light, the music change.
The ref applies Vaseline to himself.
Men just start lining the cage.
That's horrible. Just
shoving dollar bills through the cage.
Come on. This is a real sport, dude. It's a real sport.
I know. It's just what happens in my mind.
Your mind is one sick place.
It is, man. It's a bad place. It's a bad neighborhood.
I love it, though. I love it.
Brother. It's old Times Square.
Somebody with bad minds. Phil Baroni. We are calling the New York.
Yes! Phil Baroni, the best tan in MMA.
Hello?
Yo, Phil Baroni.
Hey, what up, man?
It's the New York Badass. You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast with me and the Greg Wilson. How are you, man?
Great, man. Living a dream, bro.
So me and you hung out in Vegas. We went to this topless pool. That was how hot were some of those girls, by the way? The girls that worked there.
The ones you knew were smoking hot. The ones we went to visit were real nice.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, walking around with Phil Baroni, I had to keep my shirt on. That's how bad. It was embarrassing. No. I was like a fat kid in the pool.
Nah, chicks will wait to you there, bro. I'll go all over you.
now, Phil, and then the night I was like, hey, come to my comedy show. And then you came, but you never actually showed up. What happened?
I came, but I had a complete assist in that one right now. I'll tell you that one privately, bro.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I think, man, come on.
you got too much ass. You got too much. Dude, you got distracted by ass.
I was there and I had extra stage left. Just let's put it that way. I was there and I picked up my tickets.
Okay. All right.
You got laid between the box office and the showroom? That's amazing, man.
Dude, this guy's a legend. You have no idea. This is stuff he tells me about how he used to train girls in Long Island, and he would have sex with them so they would buy more sessions. And then I'd be like, what did the boyfriends do? Like, sometimes they shook my hand afterwards. That is. You are on a different level.
That is man stuff right there, boy.
He's beyond the man. Now, Phil, but the last time we talked to you, you were going to Japan to do a pro wrestling event. It was you and Justin McCulley against two famous pro wrestlers.
Fujita. Fujita, the guy that beat Mark Kerr.
Yeah.
In the Smash Machine.
Yeah.
He's a fucking pro wrestler.
Oh, Fujita, right?
Yeah, some sumo dudes. So legit dudes. Legit fighting dudes.
So what happened?
They tried to fucking beat our ass.
But was it fake wrestling or real wrestling?
It was Inoki wrestling. I thought it was fake wrestling. I was practicing, you know, Hulk Hogan pro wrestling. It wasn't quite Hulk Hogan pro wrestling.
So it was like real wrestling moves?
The fucking dude put me in a one legged plastic grab. I almost really had a tap for the first time in my career.
Really? Like it hurt that bad?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then you got mad at Justin McCulley because he wouldn't tag in, right?
Alligator arm in his head to tag.
He had alligator
arms. Arm, man.
Short armed it.
Because all of a sudden, like I had read that you were going to Japan. I saw pictures of you walking around Japan with like 10 Japanese girls. Looked like you were having so much fun. And then next thing I know, I see your Twitter going, fuck you, Justin McCulley. Fuck Japan. I'm never coming back to this fucking shithole. So, and then you got kicked off the airplane coming home?
Yeah. Yep.
What happened?
I had to stay in Japan a couple of days. Well, I'm a frequent flyer, so I went to that lounge. And I had a little bit too much to drink.
Nice.
And I had to leave the plane.
So they escorted you off the plane?
Yes. The police. So I wouldn't get off at first. Then, like, the five biggest Japanese cars I ever seen came on a plane. It took me off. I had to go.
And so then, where'd you stay in Japan? Did you go to Japanese jail?
No, almost. I had to leave the airport, though. I had to leave the airport for 24 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Man. Wow,
yeah.
That's some trip to Japan. Now,
it was great. Yeah, it was great.
Now, since you've been home, I've noticed that you've done some real wrestling. I mean, you've been killing it on the indie wrestling circuit.
Yeah, I'm definitely the hottest prospect in indie wrestling today.
Right? I mean, you are. You're undefeated, correct?
I'm undefeated. Yeah, well, undefeated. And I'm fucking beating everybody's ass off. I would have to put myself as the hottest prospect in indie wrestling today.
Now, do you like it?
Yeah, beat the 9 to 5.
Beat the 9 to 5. Are you getting any kind of wrestling groupie pussy?
It's not that much. It's definitely not.
It's a lot of 13-year-old dudes.
If there is any, I will find it. But I gotta be honest, right now there's not too much. It's like fucking, I don't know, man. It's not that good. There's not too many pro wrestling fans that are indie shit that look halfway decent.
Now, one of your partners is the Disco Inferno, right?
Yeah, for my upcoming match, being Disco Inferno, I'm going to be taking on Kenny King, who's like the TNA X Division champion.
Yeah.
Who's pissed off because I beat him last time we wrestled. And I pinned him. And who the fuck's his partner? His partner is, I forget. Some other dude that's supposedly pretty tough. Willie Mack. He's a Ring of Honor star. Ring of Honor.
Now, where can people watch this?
Two really tough brothers against me and the Disco Inferno. It's going to be a wild match.
Now, where can people watch this fight or this wrestling match?
You got to come to this one. It's going to be on the TV, but I have no fucking idea when it's there, man.
I mean, so better if you come to it if you want to see it.
No, I wasn't ready to promote this match. But yeah, me and the Disco Inferno, which is pretty funny because when I used to wrestle when I transferred to Michigan my last year, that wrestler was pretty popular, that wrestler with the Disco Inferno.
Yeah.
And all the guys on the team. You know, I used to watch WWE from New York. But all the guys from Michigan, they watched, I don't know what the fuck it's called.
WCW.
Whatever it is.
WCW.
WCW. And they used to call me Disco Inferno. That was my nickname on the wrestling team.
And now you're wrestling with Disco Inferno. That's pretty bad.
Now I'm actually tagged with him. So I sent it to all my friends in Michigan. I can't believe it.
Now, that's pretty awesome. Now, I mean, your stories are legendary, man. I mean, I heard that, like, you used to go to the Spearmint Rhino till 7 o'clock in the morning, and then at 8 o'clock you would go train. You would go right from the strip club to training.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I have to admit that. As we go... It's wake up around 4, 5, 6, go to the Rhino, get breakfast, hang out with my girlfriend that were getting off work, and then I would go train. Wow. At the time, I would go train with Frank Mir. That's how I used to go wrestling.
Jesus. So you would go get breakfast at the Rhino?
Yeah. They actually had decent food there.
So they would serve, Greg, you hear this? They would serve breakfast at the Spearmint Rhino. He would go pick up his girlfriend, fuck your girlfriend after she got work.
Two scrambled eggs, I mean, two sunny side up eggs, two pieces of bacon, and some holy dry toast for like $4.99, and I'd go to fucking parking lot and get a blowjob.
Nice.
From all that for
$4.99. It's the Rise and Shine special.
Yeah,
it's cool. So you go get a blowjob, then go train. Now there's a guy in Bellator right now. You've been calling him out. You're trying to get this fight against him, Joe Schilling. He calls him.
I wasn't calling out. You know, he has a big mouth though. You know, he's a big mouth, and I really don't want to give the guy the top of the day anymore. You know, he had his chance, he blew it. Had his chance to blow for a big fight. He got knocked out by a Japanese dude, which I am undefeated against. I've never been knocked out by any. Just putting it out there.
So, and then also Matt Riddle is a guy that you're like fighting now with on Twitter. What's up with you and Matt Riddle?
Yeah, everybody wants to fight with me on Twitter. I don't know. I guess they want to get popular or something. I have no idea. What is up with Matt Riddle? I mean, who is Matt Riddle?
He's a guy. He was in the UFC. He got kicked out for smoking weed. Now he's doing.
He's trying to do pro wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Riddle. Yeah, can he one fight he ever had? Who the fuck is Matt Riddle?
He was a good fighter.
Who is he? Who did he have a fight? What was the big Matt Riddle fight?
The big Matt Riddle fight.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know either. So, fuck it. That's my point. Fuck Matt Riddle.
Fuck Matt Riddle.
Fuck Matt Riddle.
Fuck Matt Riddle.
I don't even know who he is.
So, Matt Riddle. I mean, there are a couple guys. Ben Askren is a guy that you wanted to fight. He wouldn't fight.
I'd like to go fight him. Yep. I'm actually fighting again in about 10 weeks or so in China, in the tournament. Like one of those like Grand Prix, like three fights in one night for a championship.
Yeah.
And it's an Asian-based promotion. So I think after I beat this guy, I'm gonna call out Sloppy Head. What's his name?
Matt Riddle?
Askren.
So you got
Matt Riddle.
Wait, so you
difference.
Wait, so you have to fight three fights in one night?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. I always wanted to do that, I'm OG, so it sounds like fun.
Have you been training?
Yeah, I just been training for a couple of days. It's called Rebel FC. That's what it is. I just got that training with Fitch, actually, at Monkey's gym.
Oh, nice. I noticed, man.
FC, though, yeah. It's a Singapore-based force. Come on, man. You're so in good shape, dude.
You are. I have to say, you look
I'm
fucking
shape,
enormous. Man. I mean, you look like you've been... I don't understand. Like, you got... In the Caro fight, you weighed, like, 145. It looked like
I was fucking cracked out there. Let's not talk about that. That was a fucking... I wasn't ready.
It looked like you had Ebola, but now
my head was too big for my body.
Yeah, it was not good. But now you're fucking enormous. I mean, even the girls I was with were like, "That guy's a fucking monster." People didn't even know who you were, and they wanted pictures with you. Like they were just running up to you.
They call it the pride stack.
The what? the
pride stack.
The pride stack. I mean, you're huge, man. Have you just been at the gym like lifting like fucking nonstop?
Yeah, training. I've been training hard, yeah. I've been grappling, I've been wrestling, and lifting hard.
Nice. How's your wife doing?
And pro wrestling. She's good.
Does she like...
ask for that? You got a crush on her?
Yeah, your wife is hot, by the way. His wife,
Thanks.
Greg, his wife is like this like little, she's like this little petite Italian girl. Beautiful tits, great body, great ass,
nice.
Beautiful face. She's like the sweetest woman.
Expect nothing less.
Well, a lot of guys say their wives are hot, and then you meet them, you're like, okay, well, they're hot for you, or like they were hot. Your wife is legit hot.
I don't say anything about it. I don't talk about my wife, but you seem to like her. I'll bring her to the next show for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Like you too.
She's adorable.
He's gonna buy himself a free pass.
Yeah, right. I would never bang Phil Baroni's wife. Are you out of your fucking mind? All it takes is one bad night, and you got fucking Phil Baroni in your front of your house with a baseball
bat. That'd
be
the worst.
He'd be the worst guy you want after you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, Phil, but growing up in Long Island, you were very legendary for your street fights. A lot of people were.
Yeah, I was a rough kid back in the day.
Yeah. Now I saw that Chuck Zito was working your corner, by the way, for your last wrestling match.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
You and Chuck are like good friends.
Chuck's man. Chuck's the man. I know for a long time. Chuck's gonna be. Me and Chuck would be working at a new strip club opening up here, so it'll be better than the Rhino.
Really?
We're gonna have an all star cast. When I was with the Rhino, it was like me, Frank Mir. I mean, this club would be even better than me, Chuck Zito. Maurice Smith, that was UFC champion.
Of course,
we'll put it together an all star cast of guys that work there. I'll recruit all the hottest chicks from the Rhino and everywhere else, and it'll be the best club ever.
Wait, you're opening up your own strip club?
It's going to be called the Rise and Shine.
I'm gonna work there.
You're going to work there?
I'm gonna be working there.
You know, Phil used to be. You know, Phil went to college to be a guidance counselor. I swear to God. Could you imagine he's your guidance counselor?
Yeah, you're like, hey, here's what you need to do. You need to start lifting weights and eating pussy. That's what you got to do. It'd be the same advice all day, every day, even to girls and boys. Here's what you need to do. You need to start lifting weights and eating pussy. Get the fuck out of my office. You're coming in here like a pussy. You need to be a man. Now get the fuck out of my office. Go put on 20 pounds and come back.
Let's take a cycle this summer and see how many twists I'm supposed to get next.
Take a cycle this summer. And that was his advice to me. He goes, take off
take
my,
a cycle.
I
take a cycle and blow up this summer.
Do a cycle this summer and score some touchdowns.
Dude, I honestly took my shirt off. He goes, "Hey man, you should take some steroids."
Take a cycle.
Like, thanks, Phil. I really appreciate it, man. I go, I'm not
TRT.
I go, I'm not fighting. He goes,
TRT.
It doesn't matter. He goes, well, it'll take you. When it takes you in a year, it'll take 6 weeks. And then I was like, yeah, maybe I should take some steroids. Really, it's a pretty good sales pitch.
Take
actually.
A cycle. Now get out of my office.
I said I'm working out every day, but I can't tell. You know, you just can't tell. It takes so many years, and then in 6 weeks you'll be a new man.
That'd be a good reality show, Phil Baroni guidance counselor.
I would love to see him as a guidance counselor.
That'd be great. That'd be straightening out teens.
Could you imagine? Hey, Phil, I got some problems.
I mean, look at all the guys I had under my wing. War Machine.
Mayhem
Miller. I had Kendall Grove. He's doing good though. He's married, has kids. Yeah. 12 and a half. Had a couple guys. They're all upstanding citizens.
Yeah, upstanding citizens. Yeah. Have you? I know that you and War Machine were friends. Have you talked to him?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Well, as good as you can be, you know.
Yeah.
As good as you can be in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I mean, that's very...
sucks, yeah.
That whole thing sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
No, he's got nothing but time on his hands now, you know?
Nothing but time. Yeah, well, I mean, I think some people may be better off, you know.
Simmering down.
with less things to do.
Yeah, just simmer down for a minute.
I mean, I don't know. He could have just clipped his nuts and sent them to fucking, you know, sent them to Australia or something.
Clipped his nuts.
There's some fine guidance counseling right there. Here's what you got to do. We got to send me down. Clip his nuts. Send him out. Send him to the beach for a week.
Judge Baroni.
Judge Baroni. That'd be great.
I think Judge Baroni would be hilarious. You have to leave. You're not tan enough.
Take a cycle. Hit the tanning booth. Come back in 6 weeks.
Let me see your sister. Why? I want to fuck her. Okay. This had nothing to do with my case. Bring her in.
Bring her in or you lose.
Bring her in or you lose. Fuck you and Matt Riddle. Well, listen, Phil, it's always good to catch up with you, man.
Yeah, man. It was good talking to you.
You're a legend. When is this wrestling match?
My next wrestling match?
Yeah.
Fuck. I think it's about a week or so.
Oh, thanks. Very specific. Thank you, man. Yeah, well, good luck with the wrestling match. Post it.
I'm sure there's no fucking listeners on his show dying to come to my fucking wrestling.
I
think you're wrong about that.
I guarantee you're wrong. I guarantee people will come and support your wrestling career. Guarantee.
In Vegas right now, I want to come watch you wrestle.
I guarantee it. People in Vegas love to watch you wrestle. You have fans for life. Guys have followed your fight career. They want to see this next chapter. A lot of people have no way out, man. They stop fighting. They got nothing going. The fact that you're making a transition to pro wrestling is great, and I guarantee people would want to support that. So make sure you post that.
All right, man. I will. I'll tweet it to you.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Take care, brother.
No problem. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for having me on, man. See you later, bro. Take it easy, guys.
Anytime. That was Phil Baroni.
Phil Baroni.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, we need to tweet out the address of the house that he's going to be wrestling in the backyard of.
No. This is like,
there'll be two kegs. You got to pay for the cup, though. You got to pay for the cup.
This is legit, though. I've seen.
No, I know.
Matches,
I'm joking,
man. And those independent. I don't know if you've ever been to an independent wrestling match. You would love it, dude.
I would.
It is. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, legit fun.
The ring girls actually give hand jobs.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But like the guys are hungry. I had way more fun at indie wrestling than I did it when I went to WWE.
That's the way I feel about hockey. I like minor league hockey a lot better than major league hockey.
Well, it's like also a comedy show, man. Have you ever been to like? I have more fun at the HaHa than I would seeing like Dane Cook's stadium tour or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like it's too much, it's too big.
Right.
There's a certain level. Want to
get down and gritty and into it.
You want to see the hungry guys.
I can't wait till Phil Baroni's fighting Kimbo Slice in the kitchen of a TGI Fridays.
Come on. That's gonna be the. By the way, they're saying that Fedor. So Fedor might come back.
Yeah.
They say he's coming back, and they're saying him versus Randy Couture might happen.
Okay. Well, Randy, you know, that guy cannot be stopped.
No, he can't be stopped. But, I mean, that's, you know, Like I said, it's the fight of the decade. Decade. It's not the fight of the decade. I mean, do you want to see an MMA senior division? I kind of do.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like, you know, it's like sort of seeing like these hot. It's like seeing porn stars in their 40s.
No. That's way better than that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like. I mean, seeing Jenna Jameson now, right? I mean,
it's a disaster.
I mean, yeah.
They get used up a lot faster. These fighters have a better recovery, I think, than the girls.
I don't know, man. That Tito Shamrock fight. No, that Shamrock Kimbo fight was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
First of all, I think it was a fix, but also like, you know, even watching Tito versus Bonner, you watch some of these, even Coleman versus. You see some of these older guys. It's not the same as watching these guys in their prime.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I guess the thing is, you know, I mean, they still have name value, so people still pay to see them.
And it's a quick payday, and these guys, you know.
And they could use it.
But at the same time, you're like, come on. I mean, right now, Randy Couture is probably 50. And I love Randy. He's great. He's a legend.
He's banging a 19-year-old.
I would still go see him. Yeah, she's hot, too.
She's hot, yeah.
But Fedor.
He's a nice guy.
Real nice guy. But Randy versus Fedor, do I want to see it? Will I see it? Absolutely. Will I tune in? 100%.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
But I'd rather
There's still value.
But I'd rather see Kevin Lee versus Michael Johnson right now.
Yeah, except nobody's going to pay to see that.
Yeah. No one's paying.
Not to headline.
No.
You know?
But it's a better fight. It's the two guys
in their
prime.
But nobody's going to pay to see those. You put those names up, people are like, what?
You don't think this is kind of like watching MILF porn a little bit?
Like, no, because my dick will not be out during any of these fights. Whereas MILF porn, I can enjoy thoroughly.
By the way, that MILF that came to our comedy show,
yeah,
that was trying to trade you sex for comedy lessons.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Rebecca Bardo.
And then I was like, fine, let's do it. And then she was like, no. I'm like, listen, no, you can't take the offer off the table. The offer's on the table. And then she texts me and she's like, hey, it's Rebecca Bardo. And I'm like, yeah. What are we, friends now? We're going to talk? Are we going to talk?
She's like, I have a service and you have a service.
Exactly. Let's just trade services. I was ready to trade my service all over those tits. I thought she was down. And then she's like, no. And then this was the dumb part. She was like, I'll drop you guys off at your hotel. And we're like, great. Forgetting that I had my car at your hotel, which just meant I had to walk all the way back to your hotel to get my fucking car.
But the sex for comedy lessons, it was too funny.
I know. I thought it was going to happen, too.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
You were the one that suggested it. You're like, he'll train you. You give him some.
I'm trying to get you laid. I'm your friend.
You know I can't do it anyway.
But it was, I know you can't do it anyway.
But I would have jerked off on her tits. I think that would have been
the funniest line was like, okay, so Rebecca Bardo, this is after the comedy show. She came in Vegas. I haven't caught on by now. Greg opened somehow. Rebecca.
I asked you.
Okay.
You said yes, and then I cleared it with the club.
And then so then Rebecca goes, hey, Greg, I hear you're good comedy lessons. I go, just so you know, she's in five Hall of Fames. She's in like the AVN Hall of Fame, the Stripper Hall of Fame, the MILF Hall of Fame. And then you go, well, after fucking me, you will only be in one Hall of Fame. They will take away four.
They're going to take four Hall of Fames away.
Like strange people are going to come into your place and remove your plaques.
She's going to be downgraded from all of those Hall of
Fame. I don't think I've ever laughed as hard. I was seriously like crying laughing.
They're going to take the plaques away like, no, We thought you were hotter than this. If you're going to fuck that troll, I'm sorry. We have to tell you, you've just been downgraded out of the Hall of Fame.
Well, listen, people, that is our podcast today. This week, I will be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Greg, where will you be this week?
I don't know. Let me check the calendar. Probably at the Haha. Yes, probably. I believe I'm at the Haha on Saturday.
And then in 2 weeks, I will be in Calgary at the Comedy Cave in Calgary. You could go to adamhunter.com, see my whole schedule. Thank you, Sideshow Network, for being our new home. You have no idea how good this feels to be with people who are supportive.
Great setup, too. Much better than the other setup.
Yes. I totally agree. It's more fun. It's more laid back. People ask me what my deal with Schaub and stuff. I'm going to wait for Marina and Jake to come back to talk about that.
By the way, all the ads for the Ronda fight with Beth Correa.
Yes.
Which, by the way, how did the Brazilians fuck up Spanish so bad? How is Beth Betch and Correa Correa? And all, like they mispronounced everything down there.
Yeah.
So, but they say she knocked out all three of the other horsewomen.
No, it's not true. Two.
Right, because they only showed the footage of the two, and I'm like, when did she fight Marina?
She beat two of them. She didn't knock out Jessamyn. She beat Jessamyn. She stopped Shayna. She didn't fight Marina.
That's what I thought, but they keep saying that over and over again. I'm like, when the fuck she fight Marina? And they have no footage of it in the commercials.
No, she didn't fight Marina.
I think it just sounds better.
Marina's
for the
a weight class above her.
Right.
She's 145.
Right.
Those girls are all 135.
Right. So that was throwing me off.
Yeah. No. But I mean, this girl Betch, I don't see how Ronda can lose this fight. However,
she gets caught with a good one.
If she stands and trades with her, that's her best chance of losing the fight. And also, she's very emotional, Ronda. She's an emotional chick. This chick, they're fighting in Brazil.
Can I tell you, she just actually got a little less hot for me when you said that.
She's an emotional girl.
She is an emotional girl. She takes things, my ass.
She takes things very personally.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like they used to say in wrestling, you lose your cool, you lose the match.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
So she gets emotional.
If she gets emotional and gets into a stand-up war, she can lose.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I want to punish her. Don't punish her. Go
just
in there, win the fight, go home.
Yeah.
Enough of this punishing. You know, you look at her face.
She's taking a lot of punishment.
God has punished her enough.
She's taking more punishment than the dark side of the moon.
So listen, guys, we're going to have two podcasts next week. Listen to our show. You can follow at the Greg Wilson. I've noticed a lot of your followers are now MMA Roasted.
They are. Thank you, MMA Roasted, for following me. You guys are the best. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you to our sponsors.
And thank you to Adam Hunter.
Are you kidding, man? I love
that.
Hey,
man, this new sponsor, Tip the Fighter thing. Can I give
you
guys?
Tip the Fighter.
I think it's a brilliant concept, and I'm glad that they're doing it, and I'm 1,000% behind it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Take care. All right, so Phil DeBaroni just called us, just texted me and said he wants me to call him back right now. He's really fired up, so we're going to see what's going on. I hope everything's okay.
Hello.
Hey, Phil.
What's up, man?
All right, so you just texted me, call you back, fuck that guy in Schilling. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, fuck that guy. I mean, you're asking me, I'm thinking, I'm not even the guy anymore for publicity. We already brought him up. Fuck that guy.
Wait, which guy? Fuck.
Who is that guy you said that goofy talk, motherfucker? What's his name?
Matt Riddle?
Fuck that guy. Who is that guy? I mean, guys who are drunken rampages and fucking drive trucks down the street and get, and they don't get fired from the UFC. This whole gimmick about getting fired from the UFC for smoking weed he's dispensable. He was a nobody.
All right.
He was an absolute nobody. I mean, I can't remember his name. Nobody's missing the guy. He's never going to make it in the WWE. He's a buster. He's a no personality. Guy that nobody cares about.
Okay.
Who was the other guy?
Matt Riddle, and then there was Joe Schilling.
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out, and that's what you get. You know, you open your big, fat fucking mouth, and then you have to fucking shut it when you get knocked out by a Japanese dude. You know what I mean? The Japanese kickboxing opponent knocks you out.
Yeah, I mean,
he was the guy that, okay, you lost the last time, so let's find somebody who only can fight and stand up like you, and maybe who's, probably not physically able to hang with you, and you get knocked out by him. So shut the fuck up. You're a punk. You suck.
So what would you do to Joe Schilling?
I would kill Joe Schilling. It would be the easiest fight of my life. If I wanted to, I can have my way with him on the ground in prison style. Or to fucking knock him out. He can't take a shot. He's a fucking bitch. Talking about me, saying everything.
What about Ben Askren?
I'll kill that guy. He's on a Evolve team. It's a team out of Singapore. I will fucking kill that guy. The little homie, another Long Island wrestler, Jay Haran, beat him. Did you see that fight in Bellator?
I did. It was
beat him.
He did. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, Jay Haran, the that's my little homie.
So
I never lost to Jay Haran. I would fucking kill that guy. would fucking kill that guy.
Is there anybody in pro wrestling that's going to beat
you? Listen, I was fighting. I was fighting Olympians. You know, reigning Olympians, Olympic silver medalists.
Matt Lindley.
When they were in their wrestling prime, right? And I, in my opinion, beating him, but we're going to war him. I'm going to fucking smash that fucking, you know, Billy Meat, the team top guy.
Yeah, but you don't think, Phil, in a way, like, you're, I mean, you're almost 40 years old. You don't think maybe your time is sort of cut up a little bit at all?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you trying to say, motherfucker?
No, I'm not trying to say anything. No, I'm not trying.
The next time I see you, I smash the taste baby mouth. And the fucking girls at the pool, they didn't like you. They all liked me. Nobody, they weren't really talking to you. And they were all talking to me. And then we tried to take your shirt off and go in the pool. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about anything. I'm just saying, everybody gets older. It's just a fact of life, man. I mean, you can't be knocking fuckers out for everybody for the rest of your life, can you?
Those two motherfuckers again. Guarantee you.
Okay. Look, power is the last thing to go. I mean, you got power.
Yeah.
You have legit. Nobody goes to the body like you.
Right. Oh, now my wife's home. Okay, I gotta go.
All right, Phil, you're the best.
Yeah, I know. I am. Later, bro.
Later, bro.